Today we're going to be talking to Dr. Leah like we always do on Wednesday. And Dr. Leah has a wonderful tip today. And I did read it, Dr. Leah. Good morning.
Good morning.
I did read your tip. And of course, I want you to know that I read it prior to my shower.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, I, of course, already do it. So, Rochelle's looking at me. It's one of those days where I actually did read it, and I bet you didn't read
well,
it.
Well, actually, Dr. Leah, can you hear it in her throat?
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. 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 I am not turning towards her, Dr. Leah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And you rinse every day.
And she does.
I do.
She gargles. She does it
well,
all.
I don't actually gargle.
Well, today
but I
did.
Today because I was told salt water gargles are good for a cold. So,
what is our tip now? I'm really anxious to know.
Well, and I've mentioned this to you guys before, but I don't know that I've ever done it as a tip. I've done it like probably in a show.
Mm-hmm.
It's about contrast hydrotherapy. And what that means is like the use of hot and cold water as therapy. And in showers is the best way to do it. So you're taking a nice hot shower and you get out and you're cold. You know, you're like, dry up real quick and, you know, you're cold. Well, there's a great way to keep you warm when you get out of your hot shower. Rinse with cold water right at the end.
I know, and that's it's not intuitive, counterintuitive. You think, well, if I put cold water, but Dr. Leah, you did say to do this a long time ago, and you said to do it because it was good for your immune system.
It is. It is great for the immune system. It also stimulates your lungs. If you think about it, you're standing under the cold water going,
yeah, that's true.
You know, and so it gets you breathing, and it wakes you up.
It's true.
But it does stimulate the immune system. There actually has been studies that when you do a full body rinse of cold water, head to toe, I mean, that basically just means stand under the shower head.
Right.
It stimulates the immune system, and those people have fewer colds and flus.
Well, and I have to tell you, our hair salon said it's good for your hair, too.
It is.
So, you know, if you rinse with cold water, your hair stays, the color stays longer. So, you know,
it keeps all your blood vessels
right.
Constricted on the surface so all the heat stays in your body. And a lot of people go, oh, that doesn't make any sense. You know, I mean, a lot of things don't make sense sometimes. But if you try it, it really does help. Now, you don't have to go from blastingly hot to just totally cold. The more contrast, the better, though.
Mm.
If you take a warm shower, then just rinse off with cool water. But generally, the more drastic of a change in the water temperature, the more of an effect it will have. So I tell people to work up to cold, you know, cooler.
I have to tell everybody, you do not get out of the shower cold. I mean, I know that
so you don't
think,
feel the temperature when you get out.
No, you actually, it's reverse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very warm. And with warmer days, it really feels good to rinse off actually with cold water. It really does.
Yeah.
Because it takes your body temperature down. But I have to say that, you know, I get out of the shower feeling very warm. It is a little shock to the system.
I was going to say, yeah.
When you put yourself under that cold water.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since you said it was good for the immune system.
You've been doing it for years.
Yeah. I've been doing it for a long time. You said the armpits and the neck were the most
important.
Those
are where the blood vessels are at the surface. But generally,
right.
Your whole body, you know, if it's
right.
When the head constricts. I mean, the head sometimes shocks people. But it's also good for headaches. Some people that have throbbing kind of headaches and they take a cool shower, it helps.
Really? That's it? Now, that's a good tip. That's very interesting.
I hadn't heard that one.
That I might try.
Right.
I don't know. The other one, Dr. Leah. I did do the wet socks. You know, I did do the wet socks. Maybe you have to try the wet socks. Let's give her all of them, Dr. Leah.
I do all of the things Dr. Leah says to do. I doubled up on my vitamin D
absolutely. Yes, we
like
do take our vitamin D. Absolutely.
So I did that this morning, and last night I doubled up on the vitamin D. And, you know,
well,
so.
And Pam, you have not been that sick.
Oh, I haven't been sick at all.
So, you know, this is okay. You have a cold? All right, this is a cold. But, you have not been that sick over the last year.
No, not at all. I haven't had anything other than this wonderful. And it's actually Andreas's fault, my grandson, because he had a cold. And, you know, I was taking care of him, and you get really close, and you know, what are you going to do? And his, but his went within a day. I mean, he got better really fast.
Well, he's
so.
Seven. Plus, he probably stayed
home. He's seven.
And he stayed home, and
right.
he
took
didn't run
himself.
Around.
Right.
Took
right.
care of himself. Now that's an interesting
thought. Okay, well, I'll go home now and leave you for that luncheon today all by yourself.
I don't think so. You can go home after the luncheon.
That's what I thought. Okay, Dr. Leah, let's give out your information. It's naturalmedicineforhealth.com. Mm-hmm. It's also chatwithwomen.com, and they can click on your picture, goes to your page, and all the information that you've been giving us for the last 3 years is on your page on our website and also on your website, Dr. Leah.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too.
All right.